Other important issues are, how do you bring some of the newer agents up front to improve the outcome of these patients, like radioimmunotherapy? The very, very sparse data with single agent I-131 tocilizumab, published by Kaminsky and his coworkers, suggests a 95% response rate with that drug in previously untreated patients, and the responses, particularly if they are complete, last for years. Very interesting. It's not approved for that indication, so it's tough to get it reimbursed. There was a nice study, which is now in press in JCO, conducted by the Hovan Group and EORTC, Ton Hagenbeek and his coworkers, in which patients were treated with chemotherapy, combination chemotherapy primarily, as their initial treatment for their follicular lymphoma, and then were randomized to radioimmunotherapy with Y90 ibrutimumab to oxetan or observation. And there was not only a higher complete remission rate in the patients who had the consolidation with radioimmunotherapy, but a significantly longer progression-free survival. So there are more questions about where to stick radioimmunotherapy. It is very effective, but underutilized.
Could I just pick up on that? Because you had mentioned that earlier, and I was going to ask you whether, sort of looking at this from the outside and seeing so much encouraging data for RAI, and yet it really not being used in clinical practice, do you think that problem is going to get solved, or is it just going to sort of go by the wayside?
The problem got even more complicated in the past year when CMS reduced their reimbursement for it. Fortunately, that policy has been at least temporarily reconsidered, with a lot of pressure from advocacy groups like the Lymphoma Research Foundation and others. There are a number of issues with using radioimmunotherapy. First of all, there are a lot of patients who are not eligible for it. They may have extensive bone marrow involvement, cytopenias, they would have had external beam radiation, other contraindications for this therapy. There are a lot of clinical trials out there. So patients, after they failed RCVP, R-CHOP, or whatever, are getting put on clinical trial with drug X, drug Y, this combination. By the time they failed two or three of these, or even rituximab, rituximab, and rituximab, they now have bone marrow involvement and are no longer candidates for radioimmunotherapy. It also requires, most of the time, referring your patient to somebody else. At least with Y90 ibrutimumab tioxetan, the physician can give the rituximab and then ship the patient off to a nuclear medicine doctor or radiation oncologist to give the radioactive part of the treatment. With I-131 tocilizumab, it comes as a package deal, and you don't get to give it. So you're sending your patient someplace else. There are obviously economic obstacles to this, but also in a lot of places in the country, you don't have anybody to send them to because there just isn't a center that has been certified to give this treatment. It is a little complicated. Everybody has to get a bone marrow before they do it. A lot of patients don't want that. It's a little intimidating. It's a bit high tech. Those and a number of other reasons have limited doing this treatment, which, as I said, is very effective treatment.